Maryland.
В Колледж Парк, Мэриленде.
And now, let's put it all together.
Привет, это Борис из Москвы. Вы слушаете 88.1 WMUC. Колледж Парке, Мэриленде, самый лучший город. Ну, конечно, не так хорошо, как Москва. Я сидел в ГУЛАГе когда-то, и я принимал эту станцию вообще через зубы.
Good morning, this is WMUC FM College Park. My name is Adam.
And I'm Rory, and we're joining you here today on this beautiful, rainy Wednesday morning to play some 2000s mom music.
Yeah, that is the theme that we're sticking with today. Because over the past week, I've just been really getting into it. I've been just like going back to my roots.
And I'm always on that wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're thinking it's like 2009, you're in the minivan, going to grandma's house, maybe just soccer practice, one of the two. What are you listening to?
I don't know what I'm listening to, but I sure do know that I'm fighting with my sisters. And then mom's going to turn around. She's not going to be happy. She's not going to be happy in that mirror.
Were you a DVD in the car, kid?
No.
Oh.
Were you?
We had this like navy blue Toyota minivan. And it had a DVD player built in.
Oh, wow.
So on road trips, we had the DVD case. And I can probably list every single movie we had in there. We watched them all like 10,000 times.
Oh, my gosh. And, you were living my dream.
Yeah, it was great. But we would rotate who gets to pick. You know, me, Lexi, or Tyler. But I would always... But if it was a big gap between the trips, we'd kind of forget whose turn it is. That would be a fight that I would try to win constantly.
I know you did.
And even when the twins are trying to pick, I'm like, you should probably do this one. I think that's more the vibe today. Like,
is that where the movie love comes from?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I don't know. That's a different part of it. I was just big on the DVD game. We had the first four Harry Potters. We had Cars
excellent.
2, Shrek 2, and Madagascar 2. None of the first ones. Only the sequels.
Love it.
I had
love
never
it.
Seen the first Madagascar for years. I only knew what happened after.
Did you have Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeak one?
No, that wasn't allowed.
Okay.
In the car. My parents would X-nay certain things if it was too annoying.
I understand.
Yeah. We had Little Mermaid. That was a big hit. And Lion King was my favorite.
Okay.
Because that one felt the most adult.
Yes, that one's very
mature.
It was
the music that, like, I didn't mind. Like, it was a musical that we could all, like, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also had, like, lions fighting. I thought that was fun. I always liked the Scar song when he's, like, in the green gas area. That was big for me.
Gosh, I'm going to have to rewatch.
But looking back, I'm like, wow, my parents really put up with a lot with that because the sound just came through the car speakers.
It was, is that how it works?
Yeah, it was not, like a headphone iPad kid moment. So they had just had to listen to a movie.
Oh, goodness. They really wanted
hours
you to be quiet.
Hours of movies.
They really needed you to be quiet.
Yeah, they were sick of me.
That's the lesson from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start off today with a little bit of Tori Amos, Crucify, followed by some KT Tornstall and Natalie Imbruglia. Enjoy.
It's pointing at me. I want to spit in the faces. Stomach, got a desert in my mouth. Figures that my courage would choose to sell out now. I've been looking for a savior in these dirty streets. Looking for a savior beneath these dirty sheets. I've been raising up my hands, driving another nail in. Just what God needs. One more victim. Why do we crucify ourselves? Well, every day I crucify myself. Nothing I do is good enough for you. Crucify myself. Well, every day I crucify myself. Suffering so that I can have my cross. I know a cat named Easter.
for you. Cruising by myself. Well, every day. Cruising by myself. My heart is being. So my heart is being. Chains. Oh, oh. Chains. Oh, oh. Please, please.
Trying to be kind, volunteering for your fire and line, waiting for one precious sign, the flicker of a smile. You should try it just once in a while. Maybe it's not quite your style, simply too easy to do. You might not see it through. See it through. Brand new behavior, with hatred and hurt as your savior. Nobody's choosing to follow, so you choke back the tears and you swallow. Men who have ruined your life, you consume them with minimal strife. Now you have got indigestion. The antacid comes as a question. Place to fall.
understand the delay. You're asking for friendly advice and remaining in permanent crisis. Affection is yours if you ask. First you must take off your mask. When your back's turned, I've decided I'll throw it away just like I did.
All right, that was Torn, an absolute classic, and I think the definition of a minivan song. You killed that assignment.
Thank you so much. I'm really proud of that. I was making this playlist called Bat in Your Closet.
What does that mean?
In college, my mother came home and she found a bat in her closet.
Oh.
And the story goes that she called the pest control people and they came and they got the bat. And then she was like, okay, thank you. And like, okay, here's the bat. She's like, they don't discard the bat, they just capture the bat.
Oh.
So now she has a bat. So she gives it, she lives above these like frat guys. She was in this like massive, ugly 3-story house in Scranton, PA. And she was like, you guys can have it. And then they like used it in like a prank against one of their brothers or something.
Oh my god, she gave them the bat.
She gave them the bat. Because she's like, I don't know what to do with this.
Maybe put it outside.
I didn't know. I think that the pest people killed the bat. So she's had like a dead bat.
Oh gosh.
Which feels like
a disease very strange.
Issue. It's very strange. I know.
Okay.
So you have had double family weekends.
Yes.
How were they?
Well, the one in Ohio,
yes.
Wonderful, fabulous.
Wonderful.
This one was void of my parents because they went to a Harry Potter festival instead. But I did get to see your parents.
Yes.
And I love going to the family tailgates and walking up and hugging the moms while the dads stand awkwardly in the background.
You can hug John. You would love that.
Oh, no. Your family, fine. But some of them,
yeah, they're real back there.
Yeah, yeah, they really stand back there. And then they do like maybe a nod or a fist bump.
Yep. Hey, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I love to
business?
Go up to them.
How's the business going?
Love to go up to them and say I'm a hugger, you know. It's a great line.
I had a dad say that to me, actually. My friend said, I went, hey, he went, it's gonna be a hug. I
said,
please do, and it is. I was like socially overwhelmed at the tailgate.
Yeah.
That takes a lot for me. It's everyone I've ever met.
I know.
At
being
once.
Being a host, I think, is a worse
position
than bouncing
around. We weren't even the main
host.
It was Andy Shear's the one who does, like, Josie's dad does all the actual